Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Are you ready for more growth and control over your future? The Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model might be right for you. There are many paths to independence, and Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move with confidence. From defining your vision to successfully transitioning your clients, Schwab helps you build your roadmap to independence. To find your path, start with Schwab Advisor Services at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths. Today.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Just when you thought the twist in the Brian Koberger case couldn't get any weirder or wilder, well, here we are, still waiting for that trial to come up and still wondering what are we going to find out before then. Apparently, the answer to that is a lot. This week, we've got fingernail DNA evidence that may or may not matter, a surprise autism-based death penalty challenge, and a set of eerie text messages and a 911 call from the surviving roommates finally making their way into the public eye. And let's not forget, this whole thing is still a legal chess match with enough sealed court filings to make the CIA jealous. But here's the real kicker. The defense is now pursuing and pushing an argument that Koberger's autism should spare him from the death penalty. The question is, does an argument like that actually hold legal weight, or is this just a strategic Hail Mary trying to humanize Brian Koberger before we actually get to trial? Joining us, retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, host of the podcast and YouTube channel Break the Case. Be sure to check that out wherever you get podcasts or on YouTube. Jen, let's start with this. The defense is arguing that Koberger's autism makes him less culpable and thus ineligible for the death penalty. From your experience in the Bureau, does this hold up as a serious legal argument, or are we watching, really, again, the defense team trying to humanize Brian as much as possible before this gets to court?
Well, I think they're certainly looking at every possible way to, as you say, try to humanize him. I mean, this was really caught most of us that have watched this case so closely off guard, and this is why. This is the first time we've ever heard of autism even mentioned.
Yeah.
After all these 2.5 years, there's been many other, you know, filings, many other hearings. Oh, nothing has ever mentioned. And then all of a sudden this is mentioned. The other issue is there's so much precedent that this does not, you know, you can't be autistic and that cover up a crime.
No.
In other words, explain a crime, excuse, not cover up, sorry, excuse a crime. So from that standpoint, it's not going to work. Will it possibly mitigate The death penalty, the firing squad. Remember, that's what they're pushing for, is the firing squad, not just the lethal injection. Mm-hmm. And that is the interesting point, because that will be voted on if he's found guilty. But I think it's very interesting that it seems like the defense thinks he's going to be found guilty. I mean, I know they're supposed to head some of this off in the past, but wow, the fact that they would bring up this autism apparent diagnosis all of a sudden is really interesting, Tony.
Because if they do bring this up, if it is allowed in, they could also bring this into the actual case too, right? It doesn't just have to be brought up in the sentencing part.
Well, this is the thing. In Idaho, there is absolutely no excuse for a mental incompetency or a mental issue allowed in their law. There's other states that have other laws on this, but Idaho is very firm on that. So really, it can only be used to mitigate. But your question is such a good one, because could it be woven into the questions and so forth asked by the defense. Mm-hmm. In other words, as judges sometimes put it, organically be entered in, right? Mm-hmm. Interviewing parents or sisters or other people about Brian Koberger. So, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting because the defense has said, listen, we don't want any words like psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that those words never come up in opening statements and closing statements, things like that. But yet they want to bring up the word autism.
Yeah.
So I think the judge is going to have to rule on all of that, and it has to be across the board.
The thing is, and they'll take some education or educating of the jury if they're going to allow this in, is autism is not a psychopath. It's not a sociopath. They can be together. It doesn't have to be that one is just completely exclusive of the other. You can be a psychopath and be autistic. You can be a sociopath and be autistic. But being autistic doesn't mean you don't know right from wrong. It may mean that you interpret things a little different. It may mean you might laugh at things or hear things or feel things a little differently than others, but it doesn't mean right and wrong don't exist. I mean, that's still very much there. So, I mean, I could see this being used by the prosecution in many ways of going, okay, this is not saying he doesn't know right from wrong, but it is showing that he has these obsessive tendencies. He gets very stuck on a rut of what he believes is right or what he believes he wants to do. You talk about incels and such. I think you go to any sort of group of incels, you probably find almost all of them are autistic and on the spectrum somewhere. That's why their brain works the way that it does. And the right and wrong thing, a lot of them don't act. They just, they commiserate in this weird, you know, way of thinking. To me, I mean, I looked at Koberger from day one and went, he's autistic, without a doubt. He's on the spectrum somewhere. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I would guess he's somewhere in the Asperger's realm of the world, where there's just that disconnect in very, very different ways and obsessive ways of thinking of things. And if this is the lane that he got into after years and years of rejection from women and developing this hate and just trying to find his place, it explains him. It explains him far more than I think many other things. Doesn't excuse any of it, but you go, oh, that's how he could get this obsessed with something and go down this line. And then I think you probably have a personality disorder at play as well, which would then allow the right and wrong to be out of the window.
You know, Tony, on just talking with many different people regarding this and on social media, on X, talking about this particular thing, there are so many people in true crime that are autistic, right?
Yeah,
they have
completely.
Autism, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of them vehemently say, this is, you know, we're not murderers. We're not this.
Yes.
We're not, you know, we're regular people who are maybe socially, you know, not as comfortable, really.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, Tony, I take a look at the times he's interacted with police, because there we get to see him in action. And we have a lot of footage with him interfacing with police. The two interdiction stops in Indiana, and the stop with the female police officer for making a left turn on a red light. That was a long interaction. He doesn't come off as, from my experience, being socially shy, not looking you in the eye. I mean, he stares these people down. He's very strong. He's not at all intimidated. He doesn't seem like a fish out of water to me in terms of his social interactions at all. So I have to look at that.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. As someone myself, I've never been diagnosed, but I fairly well believe I'm somewhere on the Asperger's spectrum, and I use it as a superpower, and that's why I always say, like, this can be a superpower too. It can make you insanely driven and able to focus on things in ways that neurotypicals can't, and you can be super successful. Some of the most successful people in the world have been. With that, when I watch him, I see it right away. He doesn't seem neurotypical. He does seem a little out of his, I mean, anybody I think would be out of their comfort zone when you're being pulled over by the police. But I don't know. I think I have a feeling that there is something going on there. Now, it does not explain right and wrong, that being gone. But I think, again, I feel like it does explain his odd behavior, the things he was noticing earlier in life, his obsessive behavior, his just very rigidness that he has. Because, again, it's a spectrum. People are all over on this. You can be super successful and use it for good. You can be highly functional. You can be very low functioning. He, I would say, probably highly functional, but, again, works in his own world. And there's not a lot breaking into that. So I don't buy that it should be a reason not to execute him. Just autism alone is not a reason not to execute someone. If we get into other things, if we can see he's a psychopath, a sociopath, I'm all cool with that too. But then I think you have even more grounds to go, this person really is not
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time.
Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.